Welcome to the Halcyon House Washington page. Halcyon House, you're not changing your lifestyle, just your address. I'm Sally Hart, on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with Pastor David Watson from First Assembly of God in Washington about a new daycare facility coming to town.
We are starting a child care center called For Heaven's Sake. The reason for that is we noticed back at the beginning of the year several different families that had came into Washington, the city of Washington, and then Washington County, that were looking for child care for 0 to 3 year olds and had wait lists of upwards of a year. And then we started checking around, and there's some really great child care centers in Washington, but they're full. So we're checking into the possibility of creating a child care center that was a certified child care center through the state of Iowa that met the needs of 0 to 3 year old and then also being affordable. What we found in those is that it really wasn't something that was findable in the city.
What's the process to become a certified center?
Several step process. You work very closely with Department of Human Services, with city government, working with the fire marshal to make sure safety, you know, our primary concern is safety of the students and the kids. And so we walk through that process. We've talked with Department of Human Services, had them come down and do a preliminary walkthrough of the facility and just letting us know what we could do. And then there's an inspection process and lots of paperwork, a whole lot of paperwork.
Always.
So we're through those steps. We're hiring our director in the next few days here. We're making the decision on our director. And that director has to be approved by the state also. So there's a lot of layers there put in for the protection of anyone who receives services through us. And once that process is done, we will actually have one final inspection and we'll be able to open.
And given the space you have and the staff you plan to have, how many spaces are there for children?
We're approved for 23 children, and we will hire at least 8 staff, possibly 10, and depending on the number, we actually have long-term plans to actually expand and to build a bigger facility that would actually be available for more students. But at the current time, it's 23 students and up to 10 employees.
So it's creating jobs while helping to fill a need in the community.
Yeah, that's we look at it as kind of a double win. The statistics that we got is that there's over 1,000 different child care slots in Washington, but there's still a need for over 800 more.
Wow.
And that's a lot of kids.
And a lot of families that then have the stress of trying to find reliable, healthy places for their kids.
Right. And so that's really why we started it, because our goal as a church has always been to see a need in the community and do something about it, because our church doesn't exist for ourselves there, but it exists for the community. That's why we're here. And if we can provide that service to the community and it be quality, then that's really what we want to do.
And with this being associated with the church, is there a faith element for the students?
There is. This is a Christian daycare. It's a Christian daycare center. We have a curriculum that, and our curriculums have to be approved by the state. You know, they all have to see that and approve it. And so we have that curriculum. It's a fantastic curriculum. It focuses a lot on education, you know, having students learn. You know, if a three-year-old can come out of a child care center knowing, you know, alphabet and their numbers and you know, just having the social skills that they need to really thrive in preschool when they go into the preschool system, I think that's a win. And then to come on top of that with the faith component of that, which kind of centers everything in the kid's life. And so that's really what we want to see, that faith element to show the love of Christ. You know, if you read the stories of Jesus Christ in the scripture, what you'll see is that his heart was for the kids. his heart was for the children, and even even reprimanded his own disciples, saying that, hey, let those kids come here because you need faith like theirs. And so we just believe that that investment into them at this age will pay off huge in their life. And so to start them and get them in those foundational years of their life, that's a fantastic opportunity to see some very well-balanced, very grounded kids. And I think it sets them up fantastic for the educational system that we have in our city.
Is this open then to anybody in the community?
Yes, it's open to anybody in the community. If anyone has any questions about it, they feel free to call the church at 319-653-3749.
That's been today's Halcyon House Washington page with Pastor Dave Watson talking about a new daycare facility opening at the church, First Assembly of God in Washington. Halcyon House, you're not changing your lifestyle, just your address. I'm Sally Hart with KCII News.